You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show. We're continuing our look at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. At the end of the last show, we were looking at Chapter 6, Developing Organizational Purpose. Quote, if you want to succeed, you should strike out on new paths rather than travel the worn paths of accepted success. John D. Rockefeller. Quote, one doesn't discover new lands without consenting to lose sight for a very long time of the shore. André Paul Guillaume Gaida. Since its inception in 1945, Johnsonville Sausage, LLC, has believed in delivering sound business results. It does so within a culture of fairness and organizational purpose. This company of 1,500 employees, which it has the decency to call members, produces all sorts of sausages, meatballs, bratwurst, and various facilities, including its head from its various facilities, including its headquarters in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. Ralph C. Steyer, who has been the visionary and owner for the past 40 years, has taken the company from a regional sausage supplier within Wisconsin to a global player that it is today. The company has sales in excess of $1 billion annually. I met Corey Brock, a leader at Johnsonville Sausage, in 2012. I have been intrigued by the organization's purpose and operating practices ever since. Take, for example, the Johnsonville Way culture statement. One, we at Johnsonville have a moral responsibility to become the best company in the world. Two, we will do this as each one of us becomes better than anyone else at defining and then serving the best interests of all those who have a stake in our success. Three, we will succeed by setting near-term objectives and long-term goals that will require a personal growth and superlative performance by each of us. We will change any objectives or goals that no longer require personal growth or superlative performance to ones that do. As an individual, I understand the Johnsonville way is about my performance and my accountability to the team. My commitment is to stretch, grow, and excel in an unending series. Six, this is the Johnsonville way, and I'm committed to it. In an interview, Corey mentioned to me that it's a great place to have the role that I have, indicating one of the owner's inspiring turn of phrase sentiments is why he and so many members have a sense of purpose in their work. As Buck told me, Steyer often states, quote, most companies use people to build the business. At Johnsonville, we use our business to build our people. But I was only interested in the organization's values and culture. I wanted to know how it continuously delivers on its goals and objectives in what is an ultra-competitive landscape, the food industry. I wanted to know why its 1,500 members seem to perform ethically and fairly. I was curious why its members are continuously empowered by senior leadership and also thought of as a family. I wondered if this sausage company was achieving the sweet spot in its business, helping its team members to do the same in the process. Our owner, Ralph Steyer, has incredibly high standards, said Corey. But he also believes that it would be morally wrong to hold people to incredibly high standards without also giving them every opportunity and resource to stretch and grow themselves in order to be able to deliver against those high standards. The company has created quarterly commitments, referred to as PDCs, or personal development commitments, which allow the team members to report on their progress through an internal web portal. It is open and transparent, and thus anyone can see what is going on at any time with anyone's performance and objectives. What it suggests to me was that Johnsonville possesses an internal culture that is mature, open, and collaborative, but is also one that is driven to perform. If anyone can view a PDC, you may not want to be caught napping. More importantly, the culture is so supportive. A Johnsonville member would not want to disappoint a fellow member. It is the opposite of how many organizations think of performance management today. At the core of Johnsonville's business strategy is something they refer to as HICS, Highest Impact on Customer Success. HICS is a tool, as Corey explained, that is invoked in daily conversations at all levels by members from all the various teams within Johnsonville. Think of HICS as a moral and cultural responsibility at Johnsonville to ensure everything they do is with the customer in mind at the highest quality possible, though to an engaged workforce. Brock believes its team members are continuously striving to deliver and attain purposes in their role. The organization has created an environment for both the team member and itself to reap benefits to operate with purpose. The Johnsonville vision is, quote, to become the best company in the world that just happens to make sausage, unquote. Corey was adamant that the difference between be and become is a big one. He not only believes in its aspirational, he also believes in the vision of Johnsonville is about the journey of the organization and the 1,500 team members to deliver value through a purpose. It's a useful daily benchmark, he continued. For example, did my actions and behaviors today reflect someone who's on a team who's trying to become the best? The types of actions and behaviors that Johnsonville has defined and which team members carry out are key to organizational purpose. They are an important component of the achievement of the purpose effect sweet spot. Testing organizational purpose through cars, pills, and sausages. In the face of adversity, when pressure mounts or calamity seems imminent, an organizational purpose is put to the ultimate test. Each organization faces one or multiple forms of stress at some point in its existence. Often an organization takes an easy route, either to uphold its profits and revenues, or to ensure power and reign continues. An organization that endures any form of financial hardship or business loss will regularly be forced to test its purpose, to test its standing in society. Why did Johnsonville Sausage do when it experienced an event that could have ruined their entire culture and perhaps their financial stability? Did the company ignore the organizational purpose it had worked hard to inculcate across its business? Did it neglect the team members who had committed to purpose and to the organization's quest to become the best company in the world? We will find out shortly, but first let us investigate two different approaches to a crisis. When Lee Iacocca, a vice president in the late 1960s at Ford, was under pressure to combat the emergence of Japanese and European cars, he fast-tracked the design and development of a car known as the Pinto. Impervious to several design defects, including the fuel source being placed too far to the rear of the vehicle and the omission of a small plastic insulation cap for protection, the gas tank in the Pinto was posed to rupture and leak on the force of an impact, causing a vehicle fire. Knowing this was an issue, Ford and Iacocca turned a blind eye. The cost-benefit analysis suggested the company would simply pay out any loss of life or injury at a lower cost versus recalling or fixing all the Pinto automobiles. Several accidents resulted in catastrophic fires, including death and serious injuries, and only until the company realized it was affecting sales across the company and lawsuits began to pile up, did it finally recall the Pinto and fix the problem. In this example, profit trumped purpose. In 1982, seven people died in Chicago when bottles of one of Johnson & Johnson's product lines, Extra Strength Tylenol, were tampered with cyanide and was added to the contents. Johnson & Johnson's credo, written in 1943 by its CEO, Robert Wood Johnson II, included the line, quote, "We are responsible to the communities in which we live and work, and to the world community as well," unquote. The crisis of 1982 tested both the organization's resolve and its purpose. Without hesitation, the company pulled all 31 million bottles of the product from the shelves of its retailers around the globe. At the time, Tylenol was Johnson & Johnson's best-selling product, accounting for 17% of its income in the previous year. However, did that stop the company? Did it deviate from its purpose statement, its credo? The organization did not buckle. In fact, Johnson & Johnson put customers, team members, and the community ahead of any penchant for profit or lost revenues. It might have cost the company well over $100 million, as well as lingering consumer skepticism, but its purpose was never in question. The company asserts its credo, quote, "is more than just a moral compass," unquote. That is, Johnson & Johnson does not allow its purpose statement, the credo, to merely sit on a website or company walls. It takes action as necessary. Even in the face of adversity with the Tylenol scare, Johnson & Johnson ensured its organizational purpose did not waver, putting communities, customers, and employees ahead of profits. Ironically, perhaps its actions led to increased customer confidence in the company. Increased revenues and profitability also continued. By the end of 2015, Johnson & Johnson had realized 32 consecutive years of adjusted earnings increases and 53 consecutive years of stock dividend increases. It earns more than $75 billion in annual revenue. but it remains steadfast to its giving mission, too. Johnson & Johnson annually donates 7% of its pre-tax income, cash and non-cash philanthropy, to the communities in which it serves. That percentage amounts to almost $1 billion in community annual giving annually, suggesting profit can indeed be paired with purpose in the face of adversity and without. Let us fast forward to the spring of 2015. Johnsonville Sausage suffered its own tragedy and was forced to test its organizational purpose. On May 11th, a freak incident of physics and biology occurred at one of the company's largest facilities where it produces sausages. At this particular location in Watertown, Wisconsin, a combination of oil, pressure, and heat mixed up with a pair of gloves that were inadvertently put in the wrong place at the wrong time. This freakish combination of the gloves and materials led to a spontaneous combustion, and the result was an explosion and resulting fire that decimated part of the plant. Investigators immediately ruled out any foul play. It was simply bad luck. The incident occurred in the middle of the night, so luckily there were no deaths or injuries. There were no livestock in the building either. However, the facility employed 100 Johnsonville members, and come May 12th, there was nothing left to work on. After all, there was no longer a facility available to make sausages. What to do? The first order of business, company executives decided, was to keep all of its members, quote, whole, unquote. They continued to pay their wages despite an obvious lack of sausage to produce. The plant was really bad, Corey informed me in a follow-up discussion. Everything had to be thrown away. All of the equipment was affected. Water and charred materials do not mix with stainless steel, and everything immediately became rusty. We quickly realized that this was not going to be a one-week job. At the time, we felt it was likely to be a 3 or 4 month job. The Johnsonville members in Watertown helped with the facility cleanup, but after a week or so, there was nothing more for them to do at the plant. In fact, the location where the fire occurred had to be permanently closed. Executives made another decision. While arranging to purchase a new property and build a new facility, the company asked everyone to remain on staff to do two things. First, Johnsonville arranged for each member to dedicate 20 hours per week volunteering time in the community, landscaping, teaching, and general community improvement efforts across Watertown became the main objectives. Second, the members were asked to spend another 20 hours of the week developing, learning, and educating themselves. The education happened at various Johnsonville Sausage sites as well as the local educational institutions.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby, and you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary, Instructor of Future Studies at Simon Fraser University. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
With thousands of homeless animals entering SPCA shelters each year, pet overpopulation is a serious problem in BC, but it's one you can help prevent. Spay or neuter your companion animal today. From our perspective, every homeless animal on our streets or in our shelters is one too many. For more information on spaying and neutering initiatives, visit the BC SPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We're continuing our look at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. We're looking at the chapter, Developing Organizational Purpose. Quote, treating our people with dignity, unquote, Corey said, was our number one priority. While the fire was not the fault of any individual, the company felt compelled to treat its members as decently as it could, and no one was terminated during the months when there was no sausage to be made. After all, their team members were an important stakeholder in the Johnsonville way of doing business. Its members had always demonstrated a commitment to the Johnsonville way, and the organization was not about to leave them out to dry. Maybe we might call this reciprocal purpose. The new facility did not become operational again until early in 2016. After almost a year without producing a single sausage at this location, the 100 team members affected by the fire remained on the company payroll. Their job through this time period was they were asked to give back to the community where they lived while developing themselves through various forms of education. It was the right thing to do, said Corey. We have a commitment and responsibility to each other. What else would we have done? An organization, rather obviously, is made up of people. For the organization to define and enact a more purposeful mission and strategy, it must be done by the people of the organization. For many entities, this is the work of senior leadership. The more inclusive and open organizations ask team members for their opinion. Both Johnson & Johnson and Johnsonville Sausage defined, following, and acted upon in their respective purpose. Ford did not. In fact, at the time, Ford's purpose remained fixated on profit, devoid of any real additional meaning or purpose. But the company did eventually turn things around. Like all automobile manufacturers in the year 2009, Ford plunged into a precarious state of financial instability due to the economic crisis, one that rivaled the 1929 Depression. Alan Mulally, president and CEO of Ford at the time, worked extremely hard to avert a complete ruin. Our key strategy, he introduced, was something called One Ford, Its New Purpose. Mulally started the initiative to restate its purpose, but also to inculcate collaborative and cooperative behaviors among its team members in order to address the crisis. Introduced as a graphic, the left side contained three defining statements: one team, one plan, one goal. That outlined people working together and an exciting, viable Ford for all. On the right side of the graphic, Mulally used the word Ford as an acronym, further detailing how they would set a new course. The details included, using Ford as an acronym, F for foster functional and technical excellence, O for own working together, R, role model Ford values, and D, deliver results. The subtest included such phrases as, quote, believe in skilled and motivated people working together, unquote, and, quote, have a can-do, find-a-way attitude and emotional resilience, unquote. Not only did Ford return to profitability under Mulally, the company was the only major American car manufacturer to avoid government intervention and bailout funds. Mulally summarized his thoughts on both the leadership and purpose by stating, quote, leadership is having a compelling vision, a comprehensive plan, relentless implementation, and talented people working together. People also want meaning. All of us want to know that we're doing great things, that we are touching a lot of people, and that what we're doing is something bigger than ourselves. Purpose is not an exercise in lip service. Organizational purpose, the second of three categories that help to create the sweet spot in the purpose effect, is the opportunity for a firm to define its principles, ethics, leadership, and culture. It is the chance to establish who its stakeholders really are, but it is imperative that the organization act on this definition as well. Otherwise, the organization remains in jeopardy of becoming fixated on profit and or power as its sole purpose. If it remains locked into such behavior, not only is society being defrauded, team members might never demonstrate a sense of purpose in their roles at work. A Plum Decision. Founded in 1989, Plum Creek Timber had revenues of roughly $1.5 billion in 2014. The team member population of approximately 1,200 people worldwide, and their mission statement read as follows. We are stewards of land, working forests, and natural resources. We are dedicated to enhancing asset value while protecting the environment and promoting prosperity in the communities where we operate. Plum Creek operates the organization through 8 brief statements. These brief statements, much like Johnson & Johnson's credo or Johnsonville sausage cultural statement, help to guide the organization with business decision making. The highlights of the Plum Creek belief statement are as follows. 1. Responsible environmental stewardship creates superior long-term value. 2. Our people work together to achieve exceptional results. 3. Intellectual capital drives innovation. 4. Community engagement is an essential part of doing business. 5. Our customers deserve quality goods and services. 6. Partners that share common values and beliefs produce the best results. 7. Superior stakeholder returns come from innovation and leadership. 8. Strong corporate governance and an ethical business culture drive accountability. An organization not only should define its purpose, it must actively and consistently demonstrate the behavior. If the organization is not demonstrating its purpose, it may be viewed by its stakeholders as one that is all talk and no action. This is something that the author first surfaced in the book Flat Army. So we are going to be continuing to look at this chapter, Developing Organizational Purpose, in the book The Purpose Effect, in subsequent shows. So please stay tuned.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby. And Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Oh, welcome to Viewpoints on